You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, halftime adjustments have been made here. B. Mitch and Finley. Steve Zabin filling in for JP. B. Mitch is here. 2 hours to go. We're going to try to get the governor hooked up here to make his picks for the weekend. I've got the full slate of games, including the two tomorrow, including the Commanders hosting the Eagles in the early game, 5 o'clock at Northwest Stadium, your NFC Championship game rematch, but without Jaden Daniels, who has been shut down for the year. I will give my boilerplate elevator pitch take on the situation. I know everyone here, as soon as the news came down after last weekend, that this was going to be the case. Everyone's given their opinions. I know you and JP have hashed it out. I have fresh powder to ski down on this. Mm-hmm. I'll give you my quick take on it. It is not going to be revolutionary, I don't think. But maybe it's from a slightly different angle than you would have thought. And then the night game tomorrow at 8:20 is Packers-Bears for the NFC North, basically.
Yeah.
The Packers were a 1.5-point favorite. The line has crossed the Rubicon, as I say, to the other side, where the Bears are now 1.5-point favorite.
Because of Micah?
Maybe because of Micah, although I believe early in the week he was still Packers by 1.5. I don't know what the thinking is there. There's a whole stadium issue now that cropped up this week with Chicago where they're going to threaten to go to Indiana, which is hilarious, but it's been tried before. Why?
They may be leaving Chicago?
Well, they want to build this new stadium in Arlington Heights where they've got the land. But the Illinois legislature has said, we're not giving you a penny for anything, including the roads. And the Bears are like, but we're buying the whole stadium. And they're like, yeah, too bad. You got to buy the roads, too, around it. And so now they're threatening to leave. But as far as the game goes, the Bears are in, like, if they don't beat the Packers this time, after all the losing they've done, after how tortured they've been by Rodgers over the years, God help them, is all I can say.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the night game tomorrow night, and it's going to be going opposite this run of 3 college games, which, again, I'm not angry that we have the college games. Fine, put them on the plate. It's like more food at the party. I'm just saying it's not really appetizing to me. It's not exciting because you got 2 games with coaches who are on their way out. another game with a coach who was just installed because the other coach left. We have two rematches from earlier in the year, and we got two teams that most people believe don't even belong in JMU and Tulane. So mm-hmm. this round, to me, is kind of irrelevant. Of course, I'll watch as much as I can.
Yeah.
I'm going to be at my in-laws' house where they only have one TV, B. Mitch, in a room at a time, which I cannot understand because every room I have to watch, if it's my office, I've got two. If it's the theater downstairs, I got three.
Bring your computer with you?
I'll bring my computer. I'll bring my iPad.
Is there a rent place?
Actually, they've got excellent Wi-Fi, excellent internet connection, so I'll be able to watch the college games probably on the iPad while I'm watching Commanders, Eagles, and then, of course, the night game. But, you know, it's fine. It's there. They're probably going to expand. You don't need it. I would not really take any of the teams playing tomorrow or tonight to win it all. I just generally wouldn't. I would favor one of the three red teams, Georgia, Indiana, or Ohio State. And Texas Tech is technically red as well. So there's four red teams waiting, you know, in the wings. Now, somebody did point out that, look, if the favorites hold, we're going to have a blockbuster second round because it'll be Oklahoma, Indiana. It'll be Oregon, Texas Tech. It'll be Georgia versus Ole Miss. It'll be Ohio State versus Texas A&M.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that makes my point for me, which is, well, let's just start with that then.
Yeah, but
we don't need this first
they
round.
They're going to keep the...
I know.
That, you're right. It may be 16 next time.
I know. We don't
Listen,
need
man, you don't make more money by making it less.
But I know.
Then again, you know, you could, because you want some of the great restaurants, and they have, let's say they got 50 tables. You know you got to get to the 50 tables. Because it's all the rave about it.
Yeah.
You have people waiting. So if you just get eight teams, they might spend more.
I know.
You may spend more on the advertising. Oh, you can make the money. But they look at it like this.
It's just tables. It's just numbers. Just math.
If we got 16, eight, that's basically eight games going right, we can make more money.
All right. Jaden Daniels shut down for the year due to his elbow, which either was re-injured or wasn't re-injured or was kind of re-injured. The explanation depends on the moment and the day. Because when this first happened, the word from Quinn was, oh, he could have gone back in the game. We just kept him out of precaution. And then you're like, oh, okay. And then midweek, it's like, no, there was actually some more damage, so we're going to hold him out against the Giants. Okay. And then you're thinking, okay, since you left him out a week and you pulled him at half because of an abundance of caution, he should be fine now. And the conventional wisdom was, you know, he needs the reps. He's not a finished, polished product. And then Patrick Mahomes and Micah Parsons went down with season-ending, year-long ACLs. And at that moment, I said, you watch. These two things will have scared the living out of the Commanders. And they will find a way to shut Jaden Daniels down. And some of my friends are like, no, that has nothing to do with this. And I said, are you kidding me? This is a league that still runs on a lot of psychology and voodoo. And the fear of the catastrophic is always present. This is why many coaches coach scared, B. Mitch, when games are on the line. They're living in their fears. They're not living in their hopes and dreams. They're living in their fears. And these coaches also hate to have to go in front of a microphone and explain why they went for two to do this or why they did to do that. And they don't like the scrutiny. So they coach timid. They coach scared. I was so certain, and it turned out to be right, that once those two star players went down with knee injuries, that the brain trust with the Commanders were going to sit down and go, okay, how much actual value are we going to get by running an already injured star player or franchise player around for three games against the Eagles twice and then the Cowboys, and the Cowboys defense sucks, but it's a tackle football game, anything could happen.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Like, how much value do we get? How much of that carries over all the way from January until August? What is that going to mean in the long run? And then they started to consider, wow, what are the Chiefs going to do? they going to run Gardner Minshew all year next year? How will Mahomes come back? How quick will he come back? Will they want to push him back? What if they're already like 2-6 by the time he's cleared to play? And so that visceral fear, seeing two expensive, crucial players get wiped out with knee injuries, which can happen at any time. Because the Parsons one was not even non-contact, okay? I get it. But it's a league that still runs a lot on psychology and a lot on the fear of the catastrophic. And so to me, this decision by the Commanders was very predictable. And my opinion on is it the right call is I'm fine with it. Mm-hmm. I was fine if they felt like he was healthy enough to play, if they had a real set of things they wanted him to work on and be better at. But if they didn't want to play him, I'm also fine with that because I don't want to see him on the sidelines in September of 2026. And that is my universal take on the shutdown.
And I agree with that because, like I said, got the governor.
Oh, we
what's
do?
Up, Gov? How you doing, man?
Gov!
What's going on? How y'all doing?
Hey, man, we're doing well, man. We are just like...
We were filibustering before you came on. I hope I didn't prattle on too long. To delay your armored motorcade, sir.
Well, welcome to my world. I have to deal with filibusters.
Things running long, exactly.
All right, well, we're going to get you ready for these games. We got five games for you to pick, and we'll start off with the Saturday game. We got 5 o'clock Saturday morning. I mean, Saturday afternoon is going to be the Eagles taking on the Washington Commanders. Who you take?
I think the Eagles are gonna win this one. I'm actually not sold on the Eagles actually going very far right now, unless we see some really change in these next couple weeks. I think that the Eagles are having some very real problems in the locker room. I think that the same kind of winning mentality is not there, and at the same time, I just don't see the Commanders winning a division game with Mariota as the quarterback. I think that, you know, if I'm the Commanders at this point, I think you should start really considering resting some of the older guys that they are bringing back next year. You know, some of the folks like Terry, et cetera. So, I mean, I just think that this is going to be a tough game for the Commanders to pull off, even though they're at home.
All right, well, got 8 o'clock game coming up after that. You got the Pack and the Packers and the Bears going against each other, which is always a heated rivalry. Michael Parsons won't be there, so how you see that one going?
You know, it's interesting because it's always a heated rivalry, but this is the first year that this actually is a game that people are actually paying attention to, because, you know, it's either the Bears or the Packers have just sucked.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
For the past decade. I think, and I know, and you know me, Mitch. I mean, I generally tend to go against who Vegas picks, and it's actually worked out pretty well. And I'm going to do it again here because they got the Packers, but I don't see it. I think the Bears are actually going to pull it off. And by the way, shout out to Caleb Williams, who is – and first, you know we love him because he's one of us. You know, that's a Maryland guy. But at the same time, he really is showing what I think the Bears saw in him coming out of, you know, coming out of college. So I think it's a prime time moment for Caleb Williams. I think it's a chance for him to really show people what he's got. I also think we're going to get a big night from DeAndre Swift. And so, you know, so we'll see. But I think the Bears are going to pull this one off.
Hey, regarding the Philly game, Gov, do you ever have a Gov-to-Gov wager? We've heard about the mayor-to-mayor wagers between cities.
Oh yeah, we do it all the time. We do it all the time.
Okay. All right. So, is there one rolling on this game tomorrow?
There is not.
Okay.
There is not. As we get deeper and when we get into like playoff season, then yes, we absolutely gonna be in it. But generally for regular season, they don't like take me up on it.
I'm thinking about maybe. You know, the winner annexes a small border town between Maryland and Pennsylvania. Like, this would be kind of a cool thing. I don't know exactly what town. I'm on Google Maps right now. I'll pick one that's on the border, and we can play for it every year.
Well, I tell you, I mean, I've already told the mayor of D.C., I was like, listen, even if the Commanders go back to D.C., if the whole statehood thing don't work out, we can just make y'all the biggest city in Maryland, and the Commanders technically stay in Maryland.
There you go.
Okay. I don't know if Emmitsburg would want to be played for up there off of 15, but Woodland Heights, which is down the road, we could probably put that one in play.
The battle for Emmitsburg doesn't quite have a NFL ring to it.
Right. Well, and of course, you know, that's under your purview. We could pluck a city from just on the other side. We could play for Blue Ridge Summit, which is in Maryland. So either way, we'll figure it out. All right, what other games?
Let's go to Jags Broncos Sunday at 4:00.
Yo, so first of all, can we talk about Trevor Lawrence for a second?
Uh-huh.
That was crazy, the type of number. I mean, Trevor Lawrence was putting up Tecmo Bowl numbers.
Yeah.
last week. I mean, it was actually nuts.
It was also the Jets, just so you know.
And so that's the point I was about to get to.
Mm-hmm.
But let's remember who he played against. He's now going against one of the best rush defenses in the entire NFL. And so Trevor Lawrence played out of his mind. And he is going to see nothing like that this week. And so, the Broncos, you know, they beat the Packers and the Chiefs in the last couple of weeks. I called that one, by the way, called that upset. And so I think the Broncos keep the winning streak going. But the Jaguars, listen, the Jaguars have been, they are not to be slept on. I'm actually, they're making me a believer that they actually have a good young core going forward. But I don't see them beating the Broncos this week.
Yeah, they're traveling to Mile High, and it normally affects people over there. 4:25 on Sunday, we got the Steelers versus the Lions.
So I try not to pick teams who I hope win. Like, I try not to be emotional on this. But I actually think this is something where my hope and the actual game result is going to align, where I actually think the Lions are going to beat the Steelers. The Lions are deeply inconsistent, and I think we just continue seeing that every single week. And as you know, like, I stopped betting for the Lions because every time I bet with y'all that the Lions would win, they lose. And so I just stopped betting with them. So I'm going to violate my own internal rule and say the Lions are going to win. First of all, they're at home, and I don't see how the Lions don't win a game at home. And I definitely don't think they're going to lose back-to-back games after, you know, actually it was a really tough loss against the Rams. So, I'm going with the Lions on this one.
All right, got the Lions in last game. You got.
But also, I'm going with the Lions, and I need the Lions to win.
I got you. We got the Patriots going against your Ravens, 8:20 Sunday night.
See, this is part of the reason why I need the Lions to win. Because in order for the Ravens, like, two things need to happen for the Ravens to make it into the postseason. You know, we've got to make sure we win out, and we need a little help. So I think the Lions are going to give us a little help this week, but the Ravens better show up. And, you know, the thing that, you know, if you look at this Patriots team, the Patriots have not lost back-to-back games all season.
Mm-hmm.
This Patriots team is showing that even when they lose, they come back with a vengeance the week after. The thing that I am hoping for, though, is that the Patriots now have to lick their wounds in Baltimore. And Baltimore, even though we have not played that way this year, I think we're 500 at home this year, Baltimore historically is a tough place to play. And so I think that when you look at the Ravens' run defense, which I think the Patriots have not seen the type of run defense that we potentially could have, I think that the Ravens absolutely have something to play for, not to mention the fact that John Harbaugh knows he's coaching for his job right now. So I think that the Ravens pull this one off because I think they understand what's at stake, and I think the coaching staff understands what's at stake too.
All right. Well, we got the Broncos, we got the Bears, the Lions, the Eagles, and the Ravens. So, and JP wanted me to remind you, last week the only two games you lost were the Bengals and the Giants.
I know. Don't remind me.
Oh boy.
When you think about it, that was the first time since I've been picking with y'all in 2 years that I picked both the Ravens and the Commanders to lose. And they both won. First time ever I picked both of them to lose. So you know, shame on me.
So you're sitting 34-31 on the year right now. We'll see I'll name you five picks. We'll see how it goes this week, man. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much. Talk to y'all soon.
All right, guys. Talk to you later, man. Be cool.
You're not making money at 34-31, but you're not terrible.
Yeah.
I am probably 43% this year on my picks, which means you should be fading me. If you fade my picks on my podcast every week, you would be in a nice spot. You'd be 57% of the year. You'd be having a ho-ho-ho merry
Christmas. That's kind of how people do our friend B's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He said he was talking to these police officers one time. He said when he was in Vegas, yeah, man, we listen to you all the time. We just fade all of your bets.
Right, exactly. I was in Vegas for March Madness once with a good buddy, and we were staying together. We were sharing a room, and he was out of a terrible weekend. Uh-huh. He was like literally 0 for 11. On the third day, I wake up, I go, who do you like today? He's like, well, I really like, and then he goes, wait a minute.
Whoever you like, I'm going the other way.
All right. Coming up, the rest of week 16 in the NFL and some fascinating quarterback dilemmas around the league. A lot of bad options out there. Teams are struggling. We'll talk about it next. And I believe the Paisanos is here.
All right.
Let's let your nose guide you during the break. B. Mitch and Finley here on The Fan.
The Orsman Automotive Group in Virginia has been serving area car buyers for over 100 years. With that kind of track record, you know they have to be doing something right. Conveniently located all across Northern Virginia, Orsman dealerships offer many of America's favorite and best-selling brands, like Toyota, with two locations in Chantilly and Fairfax, plus Kia, Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram trucks, Chevy, Buick, and GMC. In addition to the unmatched selection, Orsman offers incredible deals and financing rates. And let's not forget about the Orsman tremendous selection of quality certified used cars to choose from. Maybe best of all, every vehicle sold is backed by the Orsman Lifetime Edge. With up to $1,500 in extras, including complimentary car washes with every scheduled maintenance, loaner cars with every major maintenance, and the Lifetime Engine Guarantee. And there's more good news at Orsman. If you have a car to sell, take it to Orsman and they'll pay you up to 125% of the Kelley Blue Book value, regardless of its make, model, or year. It's simple at Orsman. They like to keep their customers happy. Take it from JP and I, two beyond satisfied Orsman customers, and let's ride together.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.